أنتم مع SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى آخر إصداراتنا بودكاست الهوية.
خديجة حبوشة شابة أسترالية من أصول لبنانية فلسطينية تكرس وقتها لقضايا اجتماعية تؤمن بها، فهي مدربة سباحة معتمدة تقوم بتعليم السباحة للنساء الناجيات من العنف المنزلي لمساعدتهن على التعافي، ومن خلال عملها في جمعية المرأة المسلمة في أستراليا تساعد خديجة بإدارة العديد من المشاريع والبرامج الخاصة بالشبيبة، كما أنها مدافعة شغوفة عن حقوق الطلاب خاصة من الفئات المحرومة، وتؤمن بضرورة تساوي الفرص والموارد لكل طلاب أستراليا. إنجازات عديدة حققتها ابنة 17 عاما، وضمنت لها مكانا على القائمة النهائية للمرشحين للفوز بجائزة Young Sydney Cider of the Year 2024، والتي يتم منحها للقيادات الصاعدة في سيدني والتي تحقق بالفعل تأثيرا كبيرا وإيجابيا على المدينة وسكانها. وفي لقائها مع SBS عربي عبرت خديجة عن تفاجئها واعتزازها بهذا الترشيح الذي اعتبرته تقديرا للبرامج والمبادرات التي شاركت فيها.
I was actually very surprised when I got nominated. I wasn't expecting anything like this award. I'm very honored to be the finalist for the Young Sydney Cider. It's a recognition of the work and the initiatives I've been part of, and it's part of who I am, how I was raised. I was always raised with a sense of community and giving back to the people who helped me. I'm very grateful for all the opportunities I've been given and the mentors that I've had who have helped me throughout this journey.
وعن سر اهتمامها بالعمل المجتمعي خاصة مع الشبيبة، أشارت خديجة حبوشة إلى أنها عاشت وشاهدت تجارب أتاحت لها التعرف على التحديات التي تواجه الفئات المهمشة خاصة الشبيبة من الجاليات الإثنية، وهي ترى أن المجتمع غالبا ما يتجاهل آراء وخبرات هذه الفئة ولا ينظر لها كعناصر قادرة على تشكيل مستقبل مجتمعها، ودفعها هذا الشعور للعمل على ضمان أن كل الأصوات والآراء تؤخذ بجدية واحترام.
Growing up, I experienced and I learned a lot about the challenges that marginalized communities face, especially youth from cowed communities, and how their opinions and their experiences are often overlooked, and people don't realize that they play a very important role in shaping society. So it inspired me to advocate for youth and to continue to work to have their voices heard, and especially now as a Palestinian, where so many people's voices are being silenced, I feel like it is very important to make sure that everyone is taken seriously and their opinions are used and heard.
وبالرغم من حداثة سنها، إلا أن خديجة تبدو أكثر نضجاً من سنوات عمرها 17، وهي ترى أن كل ما تقوم به من أعمال اجتماعية قد ساهم في صياغة شخصيتها وأثر عليها بقدر ما أثر على متلقي هذه الخدمات والدعم، ومن ذلك مثلاً دروس تعليم السباحة التي تقدمها مع جمعية المرأة المسلمة للنساء الناجيات من العنف العائلي، وتحولت هذه الدروس إلى بيئة منحت النساء المعنفات الثقة والقدرة على مناقشة تجاربهن بأمان.
I was running swimming lessons with Muslim Women Australia for women who escaped domestic violence. And it was just an opportunity for them to create an environment where they felt safe and comfortable, where they could confide in one another. And it helped me to realize that what I was doing had an impact and how it helped them. And it was a very beneficial learning experience for me. I feel like everything that I've gone through and the initiatives I do and the work that I've done have definitely changed me, and I've always been learning from my experiences, and I've just continued to grow and to see how what I've done can continue to help people.
وتدرس خديجة في كلية التعليم، وهي مهنة أحبتها على يد معلمين ملهمين رأت فيهم الشغف والالتزام فأصبحوا لها مثالا، وتسعى أن تحدث فرقا في حياة الطلاب وأن تقدم لهم تعليما جيدا بغض النظر عن خلفيتهم الاجتماعية أو الاقتصادية.
There definitely comes with a set of challenges, and it can be a hard career to have, but I view it more than just a job. I had teachers who were very dedicated and very passionate, and they were They were like, they were role model for me, and they encouraged me to pursue a career in teaching. So I wanted to be a teacher to have that impact on students and to make sure that every student, regardless of their background or their economic status, that they are provided with a quality education, and that as a teacher, you are the person that empowers the students, that guides them, and that trains them to live in the world when they grow up.
ولم تستطع خديجة الانتظار لتصبح معلمة، لذا بدلا من الدراسة في الصف الحادي عشر والثاني عشر، أدركت أنها تستطيع تسريع ذلك من خلال دورة تدريبية، وهي الآن في الجامعة تدرس بكالوريوس التعليم، بينما لا يزال العديد من أقرانها يشقون طريقهم في المدرسة الثانوية.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, but you could actually leave high school and start studying university without doing your HSC. So that's what I did in year 11. I left school to study a Bachelor of Primary Education. I did it through Open University Australia. I had to study an undergraduate certificate, which was just 4 university subjects. And you don't need to worry about your high school marks or any of your results. It's just as long as you pass 4 subjects, you can leave school without HSC and continue to study a university degree. So I was able to do that, and I have gotten a 2-year head start on my peers. So I'm currently in my second year of university, whilst my classmates who I was with in school with last year, they're still going through the HSC, and I've managed to escape that pressure and that stress. And I really wanted to do teaching, so I found a way to do it quickly, and I was really grateful that I've, inshallah, next year I will be in the classroom teaching.
إذن ستقف خديجة حبوشة أمام طلابها في الصفوف الابتدائية في العام المقبل معلمة مؤهلة في سن 18. فأي نوع من المعلمات ستكون يا ترى؟
I definitely do want to be a very approachable, very kind teacher. And my university lectures have been very helpful. They do teach us on how to approach different situations, and my placements that I've been doing have really helped me to learn about management styles and how to support the students. So I've taken all of my learning and I would apply it in my classroom to make sure that each student is valued, that I'm a very approachable person, that students can come up and talk to me, that I can connect to parents and other staff members, and to make sure that I can create an inclusive and supportive learning environment for all the students in the school.
وتحتل قضايا التعليم وحقوق الطلاب حيزا كبيرا من تفكير ضيفتنا المرشحة لجائزة Young Sydney Cider of the Year، فهي قد لمست من خلال تجربتها الفرق الشاسع بين الفرص والموارد التي يحصل عليها الطلاب من فئات اجتماعية مختلفة، وعدم حصول الطلاب من المجتمعات المهمشة على قدر متساوي من التعليم والدعم كغيرهم، وتأمل أن تلعب دورا في المستقبل يغير هذا الوضع لحصول كل الطلاب في أستراليا على تعليم عالي المستوى يطلق العنان لقدراتهم. وبسؤالها عن الخطوة الأولى التي ستسعى لتحقيقها لو أصبحت في موقع اتخاذ قرار حول سياسات التعليم، قالت خديجة إن البداية ستكون بتوفير مناهج تعليمية ذات صلة بتجارب كل الطلاب وزيادة الدعم العقلي والنفسي في المدارس.
I definitely do think a lot about education. Throughout my degree and my experiences in teaching and volunteering, I've learned a lot and realized that there's a very clear divide between resources and opportunities that students have. There are students that are from marginalized communities that don't receive the same education and the same support that other students have. So I definitely think that it's very important to change that, and that all schools can be given the same resources, the same learning opportunities and support services, so that they can provide each student with a high quality education to help them reach their full potential and support them throughout the stages in their lives. I think I would focus on making the curriculum for teaching more inclusive for students. So that it isn't based on one student's perspective or one person's perspective, that it can relate to all students and what they go through. And also providing additional mental health support services within schools, so that students aren't required to learn about other surfaces that are out with them. Although that can be very beneficial and it does help a lot of people, it is also makes it easier for them to be able to access those services within their schooling environment. So I would make sure that there are a lot of mental health services within schools, whether it's having a mental health professional visit a classroom once a week, checking in with the students to make sure that they can, you know, can accomplish very good things throughout their education, and to make sure that the curriculum is developed so that all students can relate to what they're learning and that they're included within their classroom. And when that happens, they can actually benefit more when they are engaged and when they relate to content.
كانت هذه خديجة حبوشة المرشحة للفوز بجائزة Young Sydney Cider of the Year 2024 والتي سيتم الإعلان عن نتائجها في 12 من شهر سبتمبر أيلول الجاري.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.